AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this chilly Thursday morning, chilly and slick Thursday morning, 31 degrees right now, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia City Engineer Jim Huberts on the KBOE Sutherland studio line. Always good to have Jim on the program. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Ron, thank you for having me in, and a little bit slick, but I guess as far as moisture goes, well needed, and glad to see it. Unfortunately, it does slow down our construction projects a little bit that we do have going on, but I think the moisture was needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you'll get any argument on that. Speaking of construction projects, what do you have currently that's underway now here in these, I guess you could really call it late winter stages at this point?
Well, we've got two active projects. South of Rundle Sanitary Sewer, which is a 48-inch sanitary sewer. We're getting rid of a couple of aerial crossings down along the unnamed tributary on the Cottonwood, south of South Avenue, kind of south of Santa Fe Park area, and down there south of the mobile home park in that area. About a quarter mile of sewer that we're mitigating a couple of aerial crossings, and it's good winter work. It's stuff that's down in kind of a mucky creek area, and this time of year when stuff's frozen, and I guess, you know, usually when it's dry, this is the better time of year to be doing that kind of stuff. And the other project that we have going on is the roadway and drainage improvements along 18th Avenue and County Road 180 from America's Road over to F5. And that's a project that we, I'll say, went into a partnership with Lyon County and KDOT, in which KDOT's funding probably 80 to 90% of it. And it's economic development project to pave the roadway over there in front of Evergy's new service center that they're constructing at the same time. And that project should probably finish up probably a month to 2 months, our project, that is, should finish up a month to 2 months before the service center is up and ready. And last I've heard from their folks with Evergy is sometime around June or July of 23.
Well, with the blossoming of spring coming soon comes the blossoming of gearing up for big-time road projects and improvement projects here within the city of Emporia. And what might be on the docket first and foremost here, Jim?
Well, Highland Street along ESU is a project that we have that's, as you put it, geared up is right, and we're in the contract phase of that, getting all that put in place. We had the pre-construction meeting earlier this week with the city's contractor, and you'll start to see some of the franchise utilities are going to be moving a little bit of their facilities in preparation for our roadway and utility work. Evergy's got to move one to two utility poles along that route. And that's kind of a big deal because one of those power poles that they have to move for this roadway project actually will shut down ESU, and then we're coordinating that with ESU's facilities people for one of the days over their spring break in which the campus will be not be in use. And then the telecoms, I think AT&T, and then a company that nobody knows about or hears about, Zio, which is just kind of a cross-country or an interstate fiber network company. They've got to move some facilities. And so once they get out of the way, our contractor, the city's contractor, will get started with the utility work that they have to do. And that's, we got to do a little bit of sanitary sewer and water line improvements between 14th and 15th Avenues in there to kind of start the project off to get the underground utilities improved and before we do pavement over the top of them. We've got a little bit of storm work, storm sewer work with some pipe and inlets at 12th Avenue and at 14th Avenue. And then after that, the contractor will kind of stage it in phases so that they're not tearing out all the pavement from 12th all the way up to 16th. And they're going to do it in a couple of phases and tear out about half at a time so that they can keep the traveling, at least traveling is minimized as much as possible, as much as you can on a construction project. And then the other part of this is probably I'll call it a partnership with ESU, and we're putting 20 parking nose-in angled parking spaces right there along Shallon Camp Hall on the east side, west side of Highland Street, but the east side of the dormitories there. That'd be 19 new spaces with and one ADA or new ADA space there as well.
Jim, I have to ask you, because it seems like there is an awful lot of coordination involved with this particular process between the city engineer's office and really, you know, the university, utilities, other partners here to let this go. Is this indicative of a project, you know, like a regular, for lack of a better term, city engineering project, or is the amount of outside planning here or coordination a little bit more than what we would typically see?
Oh, this is kind of typical because this project, we're funding about half of it. The other half, is a Kansas Department of Commerce, Community Development Block Grant, funded project. I think it was probably back in about a year ago or so, we were in conversations with, one of our partners that we work with that lets us know, you know, look, there's money available out there at the Department of Commerce, and there's not a lot of people applying for these street projects. So we leveraged ESU's Shallon Camp Hall and the improvements being done there and to make these roadway and utility improvements. And in combination, ESU had been talking about wanting to put in some parking spaces and along the roadway, kind of like what we're doing. And we asked that they hold off and try to tie it in with this roadway project, and it kind of came together. So yeah, I mean, it really is. The Road 180 and the 18th Avenue project is kind of the same way. Evergy, we were in conversations with them. They were needing utilities extended out to them. They also were going to need roadway improvements, and we had conversations with KDOT, kind of piggybacked the study that KDOT had done, I think, in 2014, and that predates me. They had done a corridor study along US 50, and KDOT had identified that industrial area out there kind of on the west of the Turnpike and I-35 interchange and along US 50 as an economic development area for industrial activity, and they were willing to come to the table and provide nearly 100% funding for construction of that roadway and drainage improvement. So, long story, you know, bringing it back around, yeah, we do this on a very regular basis, kind of having conversations with our community and our state agency partners and see how everybody can kind of benefit from it.
Well, the Highland Street project is obviously a robust project. Is there any timeline you're looking at here, number one, to get started, Jim? I know that's, you know, contingent on weather, obviously, but how long-term is this project?
You should be seeing these franchise utilities start to move their facilities anytime between now and the next few weeks. And then as we get our contracts finalized, then our contractor will get materials ordered. And you know, we look to have them starting sometime in March. And we're assuming that there's not going to be any supply chain issues because most of the, and I say that because most of the stuff is off the shelf type. We don't have any out of the ordinary sizes on pipe and materials for most of it. So they should be able to get it in and get started right away in March. And then they'll get the sanitary sewer and the water work going, which will be there between 14th and 15th Avenue. That's probably a good month and a half worth of work there. And so that'll take you into probably about May, and then you'll start to see the storm sewer in the May to June with the paving right there in the heat of the summer and June and July. The project, we've got some rather thorny liquidated damages for the contractor so that they get it incentivizes them to be done by about the first week of August with the impending school year, fall school year coming and move into the halls and for all the students coming to campus. So the intent is to have this project done by the first week of August.
That is a tight fit.
That is tight.
Yeah, with school starting just shortly thereafter.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, good deal. Jim, really quickly, what else, at least for the first half of the year, is going to be on your plate as far as major projects are concerned?
And here's one that I'm going to say that it's going to be an impact to a lot of people, and they're going to notice it. We did not bid the project out. It's a KDOT bid project, but we submitted the application, and then KDOT took over the contract for us. It'll be 6th and Prairie, and that's a little bit of a intersection widening and a traffic signal project with just a little bit of utility work, some storm sewer and water line on the north corners along the BP station and at Mr. G's car wash. So that project will be starting mid-March also, and I think it has probably about a 3 to 4 month time frame in it. Hopefully materials with the traffic signal poles are going to be in, and there won't be any lag time on getting those in.
Sounds good.
But it'll have a significant impact on a lot of traffic that comes through town.
Understood.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining us here and giving us the update, and we'll see how things go on Highland Street here the next 6 months.
Sounds like a plan.
Jim, appreciate your time as always. Thanks much.
Thanks, Jim.
Ron and Chuck, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, Jim Ewart, Emporia City Manager, always did a good job keeping us up to date and all of us up to date on projects and a couple of big ones coming up here.
Indeed. If you want to let you know, too, that we're starting to fill next week's newsmaker schedule. We only have Wednesday, Friday open right now. So if you want one of those two spots next week, give us a call, 620-342-1400. Tomorrow we'll have United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards and campaign drive co-chair Scott and Lisa Hayes joining us talking about the upcoming KVOE morning show auction beginning March 6th.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732. Partly cloudy, 31 degrees, slick out there this morning. Drive with care. Weather next.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their slide.